You're listening to Kathy Is In with Kathy DeBono.
Laugh every time, especially when I can see Becca Cates' face when we're when it comes on. Do it for us, Becca. Do it live. Come on.
I was about to. You just interrupted it.
Oh, sorry.
Places.
That's very good. Oh, geez. Jill was telling me you could hear this. Can you hear this? It's my cream soda.
Yeah. Stop, baby.
Sorry. All right. Jesus. Nobody has any fun. Where are the fun people today?
We're here.
All right. Well, today, you guys, we're going to have with us two of our closest friends who we love and adore, Amy and Annie. They are a happily married couple here in Los Angeles who are ready, willing and able to adopt a baby. And so they're here to...
And they just go by Amy and Annie. They're like Madonna. They just have their first names.
Madonna, Cher, Amy, Annie. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to be here.
Thanks.
We love them so much, and they are so... I can't think of two better women who are in a better place in their life right now to take on the role of parents to a child. And so we were like, you have to come in. You have to come on the show and just introduce yourself to anyone who's listening, because I imagine there's a lot of you out there who know someone who is in a situation where they're trying to figure out what to do, whether they should have the baby, keep the baby, adopt the baby out, or what the best idea is. And I think maybe listening to Amy and Annie today might help you make some decisions or send some people their way. They have a Facebook page, they have a website. We'll get to all that later. But if you know any pregnant teenagers, pull them out of class. Have them listen to this.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Honey.
What is that? Is that
no,
bad?
Let them stay in class, listen, and then they can listen to the archive.
If they're sitting in, like, their math class, they could learn geometry later. Right now, they need to take care of their baby.
Okay, all right.
And get them some money.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I was on Jezebel today, and I just want to mention this because Jezebel makes me laugh.
We mention Jezebel every week.
Do you ever go to Jezebel.com, Becca? You ever go there?
Yes.
It's really funny. They write really candidly, and it's go there today. I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't. Their cover story today is about how, about bullying. There's anti-bullying laws, and there's some Christian right group of parents that are trying to squash anti-bullying laws because they say it impinges on their religious freedom.
Yes.
Bullying and religious freedom?
Yeah, right. Because they believe
that makes sense.
That gay people are going to hell, and they want their kids to be able to tell the gay kids in school that they are going to hell.
There is a motion against this law that says if what the bully is preaching to the bully-e,
the victim.
If what they're preaching is based in true religious values, then it's not, it should not have to be against the law.
Right, because that's their religious, it's their freedom of religion.
Right.
To be able to tell these kids that they're going to hell.
I don't think it was in Jesus' plan to make it okay to bully gay kids to death. I don't think that's really what he had in mind.
Well, honey, you don't know what Jesus thought, and neither do these people.
What would Jesus do?
That's a very good question.
In a case like this.
Well, speaking of Jesus.
He's going to be on next week.
This weekend is Easter and also Passover. And we have a lot of friends who are in interfaith couples. In fact, this weekend we are going to...
You and I are an interfaith couple.
We are an interfaith couple. And it's a very interesting, it's a very interesting concept to have two people of different religious beliefs in one household, especially when there are kids involved, or sometimes it's not even kids. Sometimes it's just, it's Christmas and or Hanukkah.
For instance, Comet is Jewish.
She is?
What?
My pets.
What?
You said sometimes it's not children. I was like, sometimes it's children. All right, that was bad timing. It didn't work. Some of you out there got it. I mean, someone out there was snickering because that was hysterical. They're picturing Comet in a yarmulke, lighting a menorah.
How do you know that Comet's not Jewish?
I don't know that.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought you actually were serious, like Comet's Jewish.
She's Jewish.
Well, all of my animals from before I met you are Jewish because I am Jewish and that makes them Jewish.
That's why I see them in their little yarmulkes.
Yeah.
That's why they won't turn off the lights on Fridays after the sun goes down. They won't watch TV. They leave the room. I see the whole thing happen.
It's an interesting thing because we're going to this dinner on Saturday night, and we're not having a Seder. Even though one half of this couple is very much rooted in his Jewish traditions, there's going to be, it's just sort of a general Easter slash Passover.
What do they call it? Passeaster?
Yeah, Passeaster.
Or Eastover?
Eastover. I like that better.
Eastover. It sounds like a town in Connecticut. Eastover, Connecticut.
Now, Miss Becca Cates is Jewish, shockingly.
I know. I have the most Jewish name ever.
So, I just saw a reading of a play that my friend Maya Rosenfeld wrote, and it's all about Judaism and Jewishness, and there was an interesting concept in it because she herself really hates religion and really sort of rejects the entire a lot of the tradition behind her religion.
Well, she was raised in a very Orthodox family, right?
Yeah, yes. Her father was not Orthodox. Her father came from an Orthodox family and purposely did not make his children participate in religious activities because he thought it was ridiculous.
Maya's dad?
Maya's father, yes.
That was not the feeling I ever got from Maya. I got the feeling that she was sort of really in her, you know, her religion was really in her face while she was growing up.
Well, her father made her participate in the high holidays and certain things because he needed to keep up appearances for his family.
Ah.
But the only reason he did it was for the comfort of his family. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because he believed in them. So now Maya and a lot of Jews that I know are sort of in this same place of where they call themselves Jews, but they don't really buy into a lot of the religion behind it or the dogma behind it.
What happens is all of our religious rituals and holidays become our family traditions. And so even though we grow up and end up having different points of view of religion, maybe that we were taught when we were young, all of those traditions are so deeply rooted in our relationship with our family.
Right.
That it's hard to completely separate the two or walk away from either one of them.
Well, in her case, what I found interesting is that it goes even deeper in that she actively fights against doing anything religious, but continues to call herself Jewish and identify with it, but then can't figure out what exactly makes her Jewish. So, like,
her history.
Exactly. So she said, when someone says, what are you? Her first answer is not, I'm
gorgeous.
Gorgeous, talented, amazing. The first thing she says is, I'm Jewish. But yet, she doesn't say I'm German or I'm Polish or whatever. Her first answer is Jewish. However, she admits that she thinks it's a misogynist, horrible religion.
Right.
In the Orthodox sects.
Right.
Of it. There are many different, there are different levels, you could say. I mean, it's not levels, just different ways of observing Judaism.
But I found that
evolved perspectives.
Evolved perspectives. Right. But I have found that a lot of my friends who were raised in Orthodox families are so far away from their religion at this point, they have no identification with it anymore. But they also don't feel like they can be Reform Jews. Like, they don't think it's real Judaism to be, like, they won't go to a Reform Seder.
Well, that's because Orthodox Jews don't consider Reform or conservative Jews Jewish.
I know. And that's crazy.
I've witnessed it firsthand. I have.
So now you're keeping Passover.
I am.
Explain what that is for the folks out there who don't know what keeping Passover means.
Keeping Passover means that I will not be eating any bread products, which is bread.
Things that look like bread. Bread smelling items. Bread. Items made with bread.
So it's like, you know, cake, cookies, pasta, rice. Although Sephardic Jews, which is where, I guess Spanish Jews, right, is Sephardic Jews.
Spanish, aren't they the ones from the safari?
Or Middle Eastern.
No. Oh, God. I swear to God.
You can't swear to God.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. Anyway, rice, corn.
Corn.
You can't
corn
eat those syrup. Things or you can eat
you
those
cannot.
Things?
You cannot. You cannot eat those things.
Okay, now tell me the reason behind that. I always find there's all these rules, right, in different religions.
Right.
What's the purpose of that?
The purpose of not eating any bread products?
Right.
Well, it goes back to the story of the Israelites escaping from Egypt. It's in the Bible that the Jews had to escape Egypt so quickly once the evil Pharaoh decreed that they could go. They didn't have time to make bread. So what they did was they just took whatever they had and put it on their backs, and the sun cooked what is known now as matzah. And as they were leaving.
What's matzah made of?
It's made of special blessed flour
that's
kosher for Passover. It's not delicious.
I love it. It
binds you up.
Well, it's very dry.
It's a cracker.
You need a nice little pesto sauce, something to go on top of.
Well, as kids, I mean, my mom, we would make matzah pizza. We would make matzah with cheese, matzah with cream cheese, matzah with butter, matzah with peanut butter and jelly matzah. Like, it was everything.
Matzah spaghetti.
No, seriously, my mom made a matzah lasagna one year.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
So disgusting.
Was it, like, soggy?
We were, like, constipated for, like, 2 days.
Oh, my God.
The point I was getting at here is that Becca, who is not a particularly religious person, finds it important to hold on to these traditions in her life.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's almost time for a commercial already.
Yes.
We are having much god dang fun. It's happening already. But the
real reason that I'm keeping it this year, and I kept it every year as a child with my family, is because my grandfather passed away in August, and I just it's a tribute to my family.
Sure.
That's really what it's about. Judaism.
Oh, sure. Okay. That was my tribute to Amy and Annie, who are going to be here in a minute. That's their little, hey.
That's what they say.
They say, oh, sure, and it makes you laugh. It's really funny. I guess maybe you got to be there for it.
I guess so.
Okay.
Well, we're going to be back soon with Amy and Annie, who, by the by, are also an interfaith couple.
This is true.
But they have a lot of things.
They're going to be doing Pasista with us.
Pasista, yes. So we will be back in 2 minutes with Amy and Annie.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to kathyisin.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com. And set your cool free.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot, we're up to interpretations.
Hello, everybody. We're back. We have in the studio with us Amy and Annie.
Hello. Hello.
Look at that. The crowd rolls in.
We're here all week. Thank you very much.
Just real quick, you guys. Amy and Annie are friends of mine and Jill's. We play poker with them. We do all kinds of fun stuff with them. They've pretty much become our family here in L.A.
They are.
We adore them. They are one of the 18,000 legally married gay couples here in Los Angeles. We were at
California.
In California, yes.
Right?
Well, yes.
They're not all in L.A., honey.
Well, L.A. is all that matters, isn't it?
True.
No, I don't really even feel that way. I just had to say it.
Yeah.
Anywho, we were at their wedding. It was really fun.
It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And they did actually have interfaith rituals at their wedding.
Yes, they did.
They covered both of it.
It was perfect.
All right. Well, let's just bring them on. Say hey, kids.
Hey, hi. Kids.
So each introduce yourself so that they can recognize your voice.
I am Amy.
I am Annie.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's good. You did that right.
We've been practicing that for a long time.
Oh, we did it right. High five it.
Yeah. It was like harmony, synchronicity right there. So we're having you guys on today. Obviously, you know why you're here. You're ready to adopt a baby. You're at that point in your life. You've got your spouse. You're happily married. You've got your home and your careers are in place and you are ready to do this thing. And we wanted to give you a platform to introduce yourself to the world so that folks out there who are looking to find a home for a child can find you guys. So right now, we'll have more information about this later, but right now, if you want to go take a look at what these chicks look like, because they're pretty cute.
they are.
Go to KathyIsIn.com, and they are on the radio page, because they're our guests today. So there's a photo there, and there's links to their website and their Facebook page, and you can learn more about them. But first, okay, Let's start with how you guys met each other. Well, I want to hear that story.
First of all, I want to say thanks for having us on today. It's great. We adore you guys. You've been such great, great friends to us, and to have an opportunity to come here and just talk a little bit about ourselves and about open adoption is really a privilege. So thanks for having us,
yes.
And we want to thank you. Thank
our
you very
pleasure.
Much for that. First
yeah.
of all, so honey, why don't you tell them how we first met?
Well, I'll get started. Annie and I were both living in Nashville, Tennessee at the same time, and we had a lot of mutual friends, and we saw each other out quite a bit, and then we both moved to Los Angeles at the same time independently, didn't know that the other one was living here, and we just ran into each other out one night, and I asked her out on a date.
Now it's all this.
And she said yes, and now it's all this.
Now it's all this.
That's Reader's Digest.
That's right. That's how it happened in a nutshell.
So how did
we've known each other for a really long time.
Yeah, so yeah. We didn't date in Nashville. We just kind of had mutual friends, saw each other around.
Yeah, we've been married for over 5 years.
Well, we've been together. We got married in...
Oh, so 3.5.
So 3.5 years we're married.
I'm not good with
time. She's not.
We've been married for 12 years.
We've been married for 18 years. It just feels like it.
Oh, okay. So how did you guys know you were ready for a baby? I know couples talk about this all the time. I want a baby someday and blah, blah. How do you know when it's time?
Was this something, to add to that, was this something that you discussed pre-marriage? Was
yes.
like this was
well,
this a big thing for the two of you?
This is another story that Amy should tell. Yes, and in fact, we had discussed having children, and Annie said to me, I will not have children with you unless you make an honest woman of me.
So, oh. I'm an old-fashioned girl.
Well, I like that. I guess I'll have to propose to you.
You sure will.
So some time went by, and I proposed to Annie, and she proposed back, which
aww.
Was very sweet.
Okay.
And then we were planning what should we do, have a little brunch with some friends, and then literally 10 days later, marriage in California, gay marriage became legal.
Wow.
Because
we were just going to get a domestic partnership.
Yeah, we were just going to do domestic
right.
partnership,
right.
which, as many people may or may not know, does not carry the same legal benefits as marriage.
Right.
Nowhere
right.
near.
Nowhere near. So we looked at each other and said, oh, we can actually get married now. And then we planned a wedding in a record time. I think it was about 4 months, right?
Wow. Not even.
You know what's fantastic about that is that was a true testament that you were both in. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Because it's easy yeah. for gay people to be like, yeah, let's get married, because we don't really have to do it.
Yeah.
You know? But then the day came, you guys were like, oh, now we really got to make good on this deal.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful day, and we
it was
had a
beautiful.
Wonderful wedding, and you guys were there, and it was
yeah.
all, it was, I mean, it was a fantastic day.
It
and
was,
you got
really
in
was.
Under the wire, because it was overturned just
a month
less
later.
Than a month later.
A month later,
yeah.
yeah.
So here you are, 3.5 years later, and you're ready now to expand your family to include a child. How did that conversation come up, like, where you're actually ready to open the door to take that step? Because that's huge.
Well, I think, like, you know, it doesn't necessarily go to just gay couples, but I think that any married couple, they come to a point when they are ready. You know, Amy and I investigated different ways. I never felt the need to carry a child. Amy did want to mm-hmm. carry, so we went through some IVF that... you know, she got pregnant twice and miscarried twice, so that was really sad for us. But in the back of my mind, I always knew that I wanted to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
I had done some charitable work in Eastern Europe, shooting some documentary stuff in Eastern Europe, and I'd just seen so many children that didn't have homes. And here in the U.S., it's the same situation. There are children who don't have the benefit of a safe and healthy home or someone that doesn't mean that they're not loved, but they're just not able to be cared for, you know, and I just always kind of felt like that really just moved my heart, that I wanted to be able to,
right.
I just knew that was the right decision for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Amy always was open to
I
that.
I was always open to it. And it's interesting, I guess, going back to the religious thing. I think that I was very married to passing on my genetics and a lot of that stuff. And eventually I just let that go, and I really don't have any attachment to that whatsoever anymore. And once I made that decision, we jumped both feet into the adoption process.
And that was a, you know, that is something that does interact in our relationship, is that we are an interfaith couple, and we are going to be at the Pazister or the Eastover, whatever it is, the Pazistover. We're really excited about this weekend. But that's been something that's been a topic of discussion for us as we move into parenting.
Yeah, and I think we've gotten to a good place where we've agreed we're going to celebrate both traditions, Christian, Jewish, and I think we both, not to speak for you, Annie, but I think you'd agree that we're both more on the spiritual side than the religious side.
Which makes it much easier.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
I think, you know, Amy was brought up in a Jewish home, and I was brought up in a Christian home, and we both have been, I think, very good about honoring each other's traditions. Mm-hmm. And I think that what you were saying earlier, Kathy, is that the tradition, that one of the things that gives people comfort are traditions. It's one of the reasons why we celebrate things and we have ceremonies and we revisit. We do the same things over and over again. They give us a sense of comfort. So regardless of where the spirituality comes in, I think that we can respect each other's traditions and celebrate those and pass those on as a way of respecting everyone's belief system.
And how cool for a kid to be able to do double the amount of holidays.
Double presents,
holidays.
Family traditions really, really do just bring everybody together. They bring everybody closer. And like you're saying, it really speaks to the spirituality of it. And I think, my opinion is, regardless of what religion you practice, if you truly are rooted in the spirituality of it, you can mix with any other religion and be just fine. And, you know, on the same page with people and have the same goals. And I think really what it comes down to is everyone is using different language at that point. But when you're more committed to the religion and their rules and their guidelines than you are to the spirituality behind it, I think that's when spirituality gets lost and we end up with war and problems and trouble.
Yes, I love spirituality. I don't particularly care for dogma.
Right. Yeah.
So I think I think we're all on different paths to the same mountaintop. That's just my opinion.
I agree. Yes, yeah, I like that.
So you mentioned you were doing something in Eastern Europe. You are a producer.
Yes, I'm a TV producer director, and I've done a number of I started in news. I've been in television production all my career, and I've gotten some amazing opportunities to travel the world, to do some really amazing projects through my job. So I've gotten to see a lot of the world, a lot of some of the good sides and the not so good sides. And I think that has, you know, kind of prepared me for, I'm glad I kind of got that out. Travel crazy. Sure, I'll work 58 hours a week.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Whatever. This is so a travel ever. And just, and commit to the career and everything. But now it's a different time in life.
I know. As a testament to you, Annie, I've been on sets you've worked on, and I've met a lot of the people that work for you, your crew and everything like that. And just as a testament to the kind of person that Annie is, everybody loves her.
Everybody.
And
she's the
loves
boss.
Working for her, feels united, or the team feels united by her leadership, and they want to work for her again. And I think that's a rare find. And it's worth mentioning because it really speaks to your core character.
Well, it really does.
And Amy.
Because you're so respectful to people.
Yeah.
That they give you the respect back.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you, honey, for saying
that's
that.
True.
I respect you so much.
Aw, look at the love in the room. And our little Amy Ruskin, who we adore. Amy's an attorney.
Yes, I am.
And you work for the show.
The Talk on CBS. And loving every minute of it. It's been fantastic. And my hours are, I think both of us have kind of gotten into jobs where we actually can have a family now, which is really nice because we both work really hard and now we have the space.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's worth noting that you guys are in a different phase of your life, and I personally believe much more set up and ready to be parents than if I could make the rules of the world, which it's a good thing I can't. I wouldn't let people have kids until they were at least 30 because I think there's wisdom and there's a.
I agree.
You're better
time to
prepared.
Build up your foundation in many ways. Your friends,
you have more
your
patience.
Yeah,
yes. You've seen a lot more. You know,
financially more. Yeah,
right.
This is definitely. I think this is very intentional. I'll
seeking to build a family. Now it's not like we can have an accident.
Nope.
Right. You know, so. Unless there's something you're not telling me.
Well, no. I told you everything. No.
Honey, it's all good.
There's something to tell you.
That's great. But, you know, we are doing an open adoption, and I'm really excited to help people understand kind of what that is and what that means. It's really important, you know, thing for people to understand about adoption.
Yeah. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about that because, you know, if I were looking for someone to give my baby to, I would have certain fundamental questions right off the top of my head. I'd want to know, are you financially stable? And you guys are. I'd want to know if you guys, what your religious beliefs were. And we talked a little bit about that. And I would want to know, what was the last thing I wanted to know? Tell me, honey.
If we're nice.
Yeah, well, they are nice. Well, we'll get the nice.
We're
going to
go to break
right now.
Can I see the baby?
Oh, that's the thing. I wanted to know if I could see the baby. Jesus, I...
She had a Rick Perry moment.
I totally did. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back with Amy and Annie.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com. Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's blagspot.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com. And set your cool free.
I'm having earphone problems today.
Put on your earphones, honey.
For God's sakes, people,
so
we're back on the air.
The radio.
We're here with Amy and Annie. Amy and Annie are a happily married couple here in LA. They are dear friends of Jill's and mine, and they are ready to adopt a baby. And, they are looking into open adoption, which I think is super brave. I think it's a super brave step. I think it's the right step. I completely support it, but I do think it's super brave. Can you just tell us a little bit about, like, how that works, what that actually means?
Open adoption means that the child has the benefit of having an open and honest understanding of who the birth parents are, mm-hmm. who the adoptive parents are, where they came from, and they actually, in the adoption process, the birth parents and the adoptive parents who become the actual, get the term parents, but the birth parents get to visit the child.
Okay.
So there is an agreement that is worked out during the process that the parents and the birth parents set up a schedule for, say, we'll send you pictures once a month and twice a year you'll get time to visit. But it's not a secret because right. nobody is healthy when they grow up in secret
right.
and with mystery. So, you know, we want them to say when they're 13, I'm going to go stay with my birth mom. We're like, knock yeah. yourself out. You know where that is?
That is
and you know
so
who that is.
Fantastic.
And if that's, you want to investigate that some more, you know who that person is.
Right.
So
it just removes the whole layer of mystery, and studies have shown it's much healthier in the long run for the child.
For the child,
right.
yes.
And it's great for the birth mother
yeah.
who might be apprehensive about placing their baby for adoption, thinking I'm never going to know what happens to this
right.
kid.
Right. I imagine a lot of yeah. people who are would be better off themselves and the child would be better off if they were to give them up for adoption don't do it and suffer through a life with a lot of challenges because they're afraid they'll just never see that baby again.
Yeah, and we have every intention, to the extent that the birth mother wants to maintain a relationship, we are all for that and would encourage that.
Right.
You know, our agency says, we're working with a nonprofit agency called Independent Adoption Center. They're based here in California, but they have offices in several states around the country. And they really have educated us to learn that, you know, when you adopt a child, the family that is placing the child, the birth mother, the birth father who are placing this child, they become an extended part of your family.
Right.
So
fantastic.
it's a matching process, if you will. It's kind of like almost a dating process because you're going to end up with this extended family.
Absolutely. Right? I think it's amazing.
And
it's such a newer concept that a lot of people think about in terms of adoption, because for so long it was you adopt the baby, you cut all ties, it's over and done with, you are no longer the parent, you don't know where they go.
Yeah, and more and more agencies are going in this direction.
Yeah.
I think it's healthier.
It's absolutely healthier. And the fact that you guys aren't threatened by that and willing and
quite
open.
Quite the contrary.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's great.
I have a question as far as, like, internationally speaking, just because we have a lot of international listeners.
Sure.
Am I correct in knowing that it's hard for gay couples to adopt internationally because of their own ridiculous archaic laws?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, if you are a gay couple, you cannot adopt overseas.
That's so stupid.
So a lot of people lie and say they're single, and then they bring the baby back here, and then you have to do a second parent adoption. And then, again, you're starting off the child's life, in my opinion, on not the best footing.
Right.
Because it's, again,
a lie.
It's a lie. And again, they don't know where they came from. They don't know who their birth parents are. And that works for some people. That's just not the route that we wanted to take.
Right.
Well, you're a lawyer. I can understand why that might not work for you.
Yeah. I don't want to start off my child's life by lying to the Chinese government or whoever.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Not great. It's just not wise.
I just had a visual of Amy with a little, like, you know, prison number in front of her. Profile front
chest.
So I've got a question for you guys in terms, you know, let's get to the whole question that a lot of people are going to have for you or might even be afraid to ask because it's un-PC, but what do you think you would say to people who are concerned about giving their baby to a gay couple or having their child raised by either two females or two males? Like, what do you think you would say to someone who says they need to have a male father and a female mother and that's how it should be?
That's a great question.
She points to Annie to answer it.
I think love is love, and I think that anybody is capable of loving, anybody that is capable of fully loving a child should have the opportunity to do that. And I think that for the most part, children respond to having, you know, for us two parents with all this love to share and give to this child, I can't imagine that that's worse than being with, you know, there are lots of single mothers who pull it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I have great respect for women who have raised children on their own or fathers that have raised children on their own. But it's really handy to have
a partner.
And also, I don't know what the science behind it is.
I do.
Besides the science, the fact that gay people have to intentionally go out of their way to have children,
yes,
typically means that you're going to be dedicated. We can't just accidentally go, whoops, we're pregnant.
Right.
Now what do we do?
Which is what most pregnancies, are.
Yeah,
80% of all pregnancies are accidents. So
gay parents tend to be very loving and attentive and
they've been
present.
You've also been put through a process through social workers the agency
fingerprinted
and background checked.
Some of my craziest friends came from straight parents.
Yes, exactly. Well, because I'm the one that likes to spout studies. Studies have shown that kids who come from lesbian parents are actually better adjusted. It's a fact, folks. Look it up on the internet.
Well, mostly the empirical studies. You can look it up. Go to the American Psychiatric Association. Anyone who has questions about this, go to the American Psychiatric Association's website and actually read the summaries. You don't even have to go through the entire study. Where what's actually found out is there is really very little difference between children raised by gay couple, lesbian couple, or a straight couple in terms of it being a happy and balanced home. There's really no difference. They're very well adjusted. However, the children raised by gay parents or lesbian parents tend to have a more expanded outlook and accepting outlook on the world and other people. They tend to be more balanced emotionally because they're already faced with having to look outside the box.
Those are kids of lesbians specifically. I just want to point that out. I'm sorry to have to not knock the gay men, but we children of lesbians,
well,
lesbians
think about that,
in particular.
You've got two women. You've got two maternal instincts in the room. I mean, how can that possibly be a bad thing?
Yeah, and we are surrounded by so many men in our lives. We have loving, you know, parents and brothers, and there'll be uncles,
we'll be
and we
uncles
have so many guy friends that this kid will not have any lack of male role models in their lives. They just won't be living in the house.
Sure.
Right.
And with a bunch of lesbian friends, I mean, it'll be throwing a football before you know it.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Right. Fixing things and using power tools.
Yes.
Whether we have a girl or a boy. Right.
Yes.
With the power tools, right?
Seriously. Dougal,
right.
Dougal and David will teach it how to cook.
That's right. Right.
I'll teach it how to use a drill.
Right. Yeah. And if you have a boy, he's going to play football.
I see. As long as he wears a helmet.
Okay.
We also, you guys also better talk to Jill about her idea that, you know, once you get your hands on a little baby, she wants to enter it into a toddlers and tiaras.
I know. We had this discussion one night.
We said no, thank you.
Yes. See, I have plans for this baby.
Our baby is not your plaything.
Yes,
I have ulterior motives. Jill and I have been, we basically almost bought a bassinet the other day. We're so ready.
We're ready to be aunties. Basically, this baby is going to be surrounded by so much love and so much extended family and blood family and a birth parent family.
Right.
This is going to be literally the village, you know, like the perfect scenario. I can't imagine a more loving place to put a child in.
Well, I think just in general, everybody, you know, with our agency, with IAC, everybody that's there, all of the parents that are there, and all of the birth mothers and birth parents, birth fathers that come through there, everybody receives counseling. Everybody receives lifelong counseling. So if we run into this type of, you know, any types of issues,
it's available to them.
It's available to them. And the thing that really was meaningful to us is that the birth mother gets to have lifelong counseling, and it's not just
unique and fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, we just want honesty and help for everybody. It really can turn a difficult situation for somebody into a joyous occasion for so many people.
It really can.
And
that they don't
have to. Open adoption, I think, is so beautiful that way.
The birth mothers are struggling with this decision. It's a huge, huge,
huge decision.
And we completely understand that. And that's one of the reasons we chose this agency, is that they really do help through the entire process.
Yeah, like the birth mother chooses the family.
Right.
So, you know, we have a profile, and they can go read all about us. And if
let's stop right there for a minute and tell people where they can find you guys. First, you can go to Kathy Is In. That's the simple answer. It's right on the front page. There's a link there to their website. You can also go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AmyAndAnnieWantToAdoptABaby. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby. You can go look at their Facebook page. There's a lot of information about them there. And you have a website, too, yes?
We have a website that has a link from the Facebook page. That's the easiest thing. That'll take you to our adoption agency website and tell you how to get in touch and what to do there. The Independent Adoption Center website is very, very helpful. And
since we're here, do you want to give our 800 number?
Do it.
Yeah, we
have an 800 number.
Okay, we have an 800 number that you can call us directly if you want to, and that's 1-800-506-8390. That's 1-800-506-8390. Call. Operators are standing up.
Oh, no. You should have seen her face when she did that. It just kicked in.
That's hilarious.
You know, I do, too, a little.
You also have an email address, amyandannie@gmail.com.
That's right. AmyAndAnnie.
God, there's a lot of A's and N's.
Wow. AmyAndAnnie@gmail.com.
Now, you guys have already met a couple of potential birth mothers who are interested and got you. You've had Skype calls, right? So this is available to people, too. They can just, do they have to go through the agency at the get-go, or can they, let's say they listen to the show right now, and they go click on your Facebook page, they send you a note, and they want to meet you via Skype, just preliminarily.
We can do that. That's not a problem, and then if we want to progress, then we'll connect them with the agency.
Okay. Well, you guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
We adore you. I said before, if it were not too late, I'd ask you to adopt me.
It's too late.
It's never too late.
Listen to that.
Too late.
Oh, wait,
perfect.
It's so late.
We'll be right back, and don't miss
Thank
it, guys. We're going to check in with
Thank
Lynn about
you.
Easter and see
Thank
what my
you.
Mom's up to.
All Bye. Right.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com. And set your cool free.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot, we're up to interpretations.
I love them. Why does it have to be too late? Why? Why can't they adopt me?
Oh,
I could go sleep on their orange couch.
Okay, let me tell you why.
They have that little Bruce
Honey.
Wayne dog. He's adorable.
Honey.
He could sleep on my
Honey.
Face. What?
You have a mother.
Oh, yeah. I love my mom.
Speaking
but she's
of,
in New York.
Let's see if Lynn is around.
All right.
I love this. This is one of my favorite things to do.
I know,
that was a
call.
Great segue. Thank you. I'm really good at this. I just brought us right into Lynn. Let's see if Lynn picks up.
See if she ignores us. She's at work, too.
Yeah, which is always the best thing to do, is to call her at work.
Dr. Dayton's office.
Lynn.
Hello. Calling me at work again?
We sure are.
What's going on, Ma?
What's going on? I am trying to make a living, and you're harassing me.
You love it.
We have questions. We have questions for you about Easter.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm in the room here with a bunch of Jew people, and I also have a bunch of non-Jew people, and
that isn't very polite, the way you're saying that.
You don't think? You think that was rude?
No, that was rude.
Lynn, Jew is not a bad word.
It's not a
bad
word.
Yeah, but she said Jew people.
Oh,
people's a bad word?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that the problem?
Okay.
Well, anyway, we're going...
John wants to know what we're complaining about this week. He said bitching is what he said.
Uh-oh.
The FCC might get on us for that.
Are we gonna get beeped out?
Maybe, I don't know. It might be too late for all that.
Too late for the beep.
Okay,
so, Lynn.
What is it you would like to know, child?
Lynn, I have a question, because at the beginning of the show, we covered Passover. So, for the sake of fairness, we are now going to talk about Easter. So,
okay.
I have a question that maybe you can answer.
I hope it's not too religious. Then I'll have to let you speak to John.
No, it's
He's
not.
He's the expert.
No. It's what how Lynn sees it. This is what we want to know. Why bunnies on Easter, and why? What do bunnies have to do with Jesus arising?
They don't have a damn thing to do with it. What do bunnies have to do with Easter? They don't have anything to do with it. It's some kind of made up baloney.
Okay.
By Hallmark. Yeah, really.
Made up baloney.
All right.
What are you going to cook for Easter, Ma?
What am I cooking?
Yeah, because I know everyone's coming over, right?
And you're going to cook. I'm making stuffed shells. Yeah, no, you won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John said we're making rabbit.
That's not funny.
That's what we should make. Rabbit tartare, he said.
Oh,
ooh,
boy.
That would be
gross.
Raw rabbit.
That's disgusting. Does John feel like he needs to get on the phone?
No, John has a patient right now. Oh. Do you want to speak to John?
No, he should go be with his patient, for crying out loud.
He's listening to me. Okay, go ahead. What else do you want to know?
All right. Well, who all's coming over?
Who is coming over?
Yeah.
Your whole family. Your sisters.
Yeah.
Your cousins.
Yeah.
Your aunt and uncle are at the house right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
Tell me more about the food. I want to know more about the food.
What else do you want to know about the food?
I don't know. What am I going to miss?
Antipasto, shrimp cocktail, pizza rustica.
What the heck is that? Oh, pizza. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear what you said.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Are you hiding any eggs with little pennies in them like Daddy used to do?
I didn't catch what you said there.
Remember when Daddy used to put pennies in plastic eggs and then hide them for us when we were kids?
Yes, but only honey, you forgot. We don't have the little kids to hide them for anymore.
What about Shelly?
Because none of you had any kids, honey.
Oh, right.
She had cats. We all have cats instead of children, so there's no pennies to hide.
So they can't hide the Easter eggs. I'm sure that, although Michael probably did it for his little guy. Up at his house. I don't know.
So next,
there's nobody for me to hide pennies from. They'd really lock me up if they saw me out there. I'm putting penny eggs with pennies in them. No one to find. My God.
Why don't you go do that, and then when Jill and I come home for Christmas, we'll go look
for
them.
You'll find them buried in the snow.
I would prefer a $100 bill to a penny. Doesn't get you much these days.
Well, my dad would put, every once in a while, you'd find an egg that had a dollar bill in it.
Ooh.
It was very exciting.
Those were the special eggs with the dollars.
Yeah. You know what I remember most about Easter? There's a photo of you and me and Daddy and my sister, and I'm in, like, some awful Easter outfit that you made me put on. Every Easter as a kid, I felt completely harassed into some sort of outfit that was not me whatsoever.
Well, it was tough snuggies, wasn't it?
Little eyelet lace dresses.
You looked adorable. You were such a pain in the ass. All of you. At those days, we used to have Easter outfits. You'd get dressed up.
Thank God there was never a bonnet involved.
Mary Jane shoes with a little buckle, and you were cute as
okay.
a button.
Lesbians all around the world are laughing their asses off right now. Picture me in a little eyelet dress with little... What kind of shoes did you say?
Mary Jane's.
What is a Mary Jane?
You don't know what a Mary Jane is?
A little patent leather shoe with
oh,
a strap across. Party shoes.
Are you picturing
you
it?
Call them the party shoes.
The party shoes.
Oh, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wasn't she adorable? Come on.
She was so cute, but she didn't look very happy.
If we're going to talk about the pictures, how about the Franken haircut that my mom gave me when I was that age?
Yeah, Lynn.
What
was with the Franken haircut? My head looked like a square as you cut my hair for me.
You have three cowlicks, and you would not let me brush your hair, so we cut it off.
What do you mean I wouldn't let you? I was a kid.
You were adorable. That was called a pixie back then. That was very, very popular.
Oh, it was a style, are you saying?
It was a style.
I see.
You're not going to make yourself... You were so cute, it was ridiculous. So
well,
of
course.
Not try to make any other picture. And I have the pictures to prove it.
And we might get them from you and post them online at some point.
Oh, yeah. I don't
she doesn't,
think so.
If she's not careful. The one I'll get her with is when she made her first Holy Communion with her white veil and dress.
Oh, my
How's
God.
That?
And my crossbite, those were...
That's when before you had your teeth done. That's
yeah, those were pre-jaw stretcher days. We can talk about jaw stretcher days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what you had.
And we'll get back to
but
that.
But you have beautiful teeth now, you
It's
think.
True. They do the job.
Right?
Yeah.
They did a good job. Okay, now what else are you going to harass me about? So that I didn't do correctly, didn't dress you correctly, didn't cut your hair correctly.
You did everything correctly, Ma. You're like
poor
the world's best
baby.
Mom.
Yes.
Now
my
she's berating
poor little
me.
Baby girl was harassed. Adorable.
All right, Ma, I love you. We got to go. We have to go to a commercial soon. But
okay.
Have fun on Easter. I'll call you.
Bye, Lynn. I miss your
Bye,
food.
Honey. I miss you too.
Bye, Lynn.
All right.
Bye, girl.
Mwah. Bye.
Franken haircut. My head looked square.
I love your mother.
All right. Get to our announcements there, Becca Case.
Okay. Well, if you would like to follow Kathy on Twitter to win some exciting sweepstakes, that's actually the correct word, then you can go to twitter.com at Kathy DeBono, CathyDeBono, or on Facebook, you can find her at Kathy DeBono.
Very good, Becca.
Very good.
Thank you.
Next week, we have musician Allie Handel. I'm excited for that. I love her song, While You're Here.
I'm excited as well. And we, Kathy and I, are on the host committee for a fundraiser for I'm From Driftwood. That's on April 22nd. If you guys are in L.A., please check out the Facebook page. We will be there. And, I think that's all.
Guys. See us next week. We'll be here with Allie Handel. Don't miss it.
Bam! They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, Sue.
You're on.
You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
Kathy is In 5-minute feature.
Musician Deborah Davis.
Stuff my soul into your pocket. last sight. No more, no more. Thought the 10-foot people would have my height. No more, no more. And it's nothing that I realize. It's not because I'm older. Just one day I looked over and saw the moon upon my shoulder. Moon upon my shoulder.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information. Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.